I mean, such a huge loss to the Irish entertainment world is saddened today to hear of, you know, Brendan's passing. But his family, Eileen and the family, are the people who we think on especially. You know, they've lost, she's lost her husband, and they've lost their father and grandfather, and a huge loss. I mean, he was, well, he was a terrific, as Colin said, there's nothing more could be said other than he was an amazing performer. And, you know, so many people, you know, just got to see him over the years, all over the world, and loved him, loved his ability to make them laugh. And but he was a lovely person. I mean, I had the privilege of living just up the road from him in Dublin when I lived out in Rathcoole, and he was just about 100 yards down the road, and he was funny all the time. He was a funny man all the time. My mother loved him, and she used to come up and she'd make pancakes, and he was incredible. I remember one instance, the first time we did the Point Theatre in Dublin, the next morning there was some people who came out and found where I was living, just to see where the house was. And I looked out, and there was people there, and Brendan was on his knees bowing up and down at the gate along with them. I don't know where they were from. I don't know that they realised it was Brendan, but he was just so funny, the things he would think to do away from the stage. It wasn't always for the masses, just for that one thing. He wanted to make us laugh, you know. But anyway, he just, it's a huge loss. I mean, people all over the country are going to be so sad. He was such a big part of Irish, you know, comedy. He was the master of it all. So, just a huge loss. He's so missed. And one day too in Critch, when we were living in Critch, he landed in a helicopter just to have tea and the pancakes. My mother came and made the pancakes, you know. So many memories, but just he was an incredible performer.
He obviously loved